A really wonderful day. The brachos that we recite every single morning based on the Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel, sometimes they're perceived as a little bit controversial, but they really shouldn't be if understood appropriately. The Gemara says, Shalo Asani Nachri. Some people have the gears of Shalo Asani Goy, but it's better to say Shalo Asani Nachri according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, because the Jewish people are considered a Goy. Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So anyway, the simple reasoning of the Gemara is Shalo Asani Goy, Shalo Asani Nachri. And you might think, that this is somehow, God forbid, a racist line of Gemara. It's not at all. What the Gemara means to say is that a person could wake up early in the morning and think, I have so many mitzvos that I need to do, I'd rather just have 7 instead of 613. So we say, no, a person should embrace all the mitzvos that they have. And likewise, Shalo Asani Yavet, Shalo Asani Isha, not God forbid that there is any misogynism there whatsoever, but women have fewer mitzvos. There's something called mitzvos aseisha asman grama, and there are other mitzvos that women aren't obligated in. So every morning a man might wake up and say, you know, I'm not feeling as motivated today. I wish I didn't have to do the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Women are exempt. To say, no, you should be happy that you have a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema that you're obligated to perform. It's really the opposite of what people think that it is. So in light of that, Shalo Asani Avid, Shalo Asani Isha, we should explain a little bit in terms of introducing the Mishnah that we have today. There is such an institution called an Eved Ivri. That person is Jewish in every respect. Then there's something called an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani means a non-Jewish servant. Again, you're not allowed to abuse anybody, but a non-Jewish servant is a quasi-Jewish status. He has to undergo bris milah. We read about it yesterday in the parasha, where we talked about yilid bayis or miknas kesev. He has to undergo bris milah, and of course he has to undergo tevila as well. But he's not given a full kedushas Yisrael, the full sanctity of Israel, until he would be emancipated. Now there is a whole question of halacha. Are you allowed to emancipate such a servant? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Behar, "Visnachatam osal ivnecham acharechem lereshes achuza leolam bahem ta'avodu," that you should always have them like nachla, like land which is passed on from one generation to the other. But the Gemara does explain that for purposes of a mitzvah, that you are allowed to emancipate an Eved Kanani. For example, if you only had 9 people for a minyan, the example is brought in the Gemara to emancipate somebody. Now, what would be required to give them a full Kedushas Yisrael upon emancipation? The Rambam holds that midarais, another tevila, is required to complete the giyor. Other Rishonim hold that tevila is only a din derabanan. So be that as it may, the Eved is really in an in-between status. So the Mishnah talks about a particularly remarkable Eved Kanani by the name of Tevi. Tevi Avdo Shel Rav Gamliel. The first Mishnah, the second parak of Masechta Sukkah, says that Tevi was a very, very significant Talmud Chacham, which raises the question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes says that a non-Jew is not allowed to study Torah based on the pasuk Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. So it must be that the quasi Kedushas Yisrael that the Eved Kanani achieves is sufficient for purposes of releasing this Issa Talmud Torah. Otherwise, how could Tevi be such a big Talmud Chacham? So anyway, the Mishnah that I was alluding to, the first Mishnah, the second parak of Masechta Sukkah, says that Tevi used to want to show that his obligation in mitzvot is equivalent to women. Women are exempted from the sukkah. It's a mitzvah aseisha asman grama. So when he would sleep in the sukkah, he would put a bed on top of him, because that, halachically speaking, is not sitting in the sukkah or sleeping in the sukkah. If it has 10 tefachim, then that's considered an ol within ol. So Tevi was a major Talmud Chacham. So for a standard Eved, the halacha based on the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Tezayin is there's no Birkas Avelim, Yein Mekablin Tanchumim, there's no Shura, there isn't any of the standard Avelis. But if a person would lose their Eved Kanani, we would simply say as if it were property. It's not property, but the same line would be said, Hamakom Yamalei Chesroncha. Hashem should fill in the asset that was lost. But that's not true when it comes to an Eved Kosher, according to Rav Gamliel. So Tevi was a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and he was Mekabel Tanchumen. It was, people came to say to him, if they were Ashkenazim, they would have said, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. If they were Sephardim, they would have said, Mina Shamayim Tenuchamu. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avil, Perek Yedbeis, Halach Yedbeis, that this is not Lahalacha. We don't accept this, because there's too much of a concern that if you're going to recite this, and people think the person really was a full Jew, as Tosas points out on the Daf, there'll be problems in terms of Yuchsin. People will think that an Eved Kanani, especially because they underwent Mila, like we read in last week's Parsha, they had already underwent Tevila, that that's already a full Kedushas Yisrael. But it's not really a full Kedushas Yisrael. But anyway, Tevi, according to Rabbi Gamliel, was such a significant individual in Eved Kasher that Rabbi Gamliel accepted Tanchumim for him, and his students again wondered, just like they wondered about Rabbi Gamliel washing himself on the first night after his wife passed away and explained Istin Isani. So he explained that Tevi Avdo was a little bit different because Tevi was kosher. He wasn't the only one that thought this way. Rabbi Yossi says that if you have an Eved Kosher, that he's deserving of a hesped, and the hesped that was given by Rabbi Yossi for an Eved Kasher was an Adam Tov, a good person, and a Ne'eman, a trustworthy person, v'nehenem yigio, and he enjoyed his work, he took his work very seriously. So the rabbi said back to Rabbi Yossi, that's one of the most beautiful hespedim that we ever heard in our lives. What did you leave over for anybody else? To say that a person was a good person, a reliable person, and that they enjoyed the work that they did, that you could say about a person who was, again, at a very high level, so they're not so comfortable with Rabbi Yossi's hesped. And again, we don't accept that for the purposes of halacha, but Rabbi Gamliel felt that Tevi was such a significant individual that he set up the regular Tanchumim, and he accepted a Nichum Avelim for Tevi. So the Gra, in his explanation of this Mishnah, poses the following question. He says, you know, really what the Talmidim were asking Rabbi Gamliel was twofold. This number one, they thought the halacha was, as he told them, that for Avadim there is no Birkas Havelim and there are no Shuros and you're not Mekabel Tanchum, and that was one issue. But even if this is an Eved Kasher, it doesn't make him a relative. Who normally accepts Nechama, a consolation, only the immediate relative? So just because he was an Eved Kasher, so let's say Nifka Shem Eved, he's no longer considered an Eved, he's like a regular member of the Jewish people, whatever exactly that means, it doesn't mean that he's your relative. So that's what the Vilna Gaon explains the question was, and the answer is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Eved-Rav relationship, it's a remarkable thing, but again, it really dovetails with the parsha that we read yesterday. Just like a father, Mitzvah Saben al-Av, a father has a mitzvah, Lamul Alif Dosa Lam Do Torah, etc. So a Rav has a mitzvah to give his Eved a bris milah, because there's like a father-son relationship. So the Yerushalmi says that functional father-son relationship between the Rav and the Eved is sufficient to generate this quasi-Avelo status. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out on the basis of the Yerushalmi, that there are two real issues. Again, you have to deal with the Shem Eved, that's the fact that he was kosher, solves that problem, but what makes him a relative, it's the fact that they have like this quasi-father-son relationship. And this can be converted by a different halacha. We know that the halacha is, Umalto to az yochal bo by Karban Pesach, if a person has a son who hasn't had a bris milah yet, they're not allowed to participate in Karban Pesach. And likewise, if you have an Eved who hasn't received their bris milah yet, you're not able to participate in Karban Pesach, because there's such an intrinsically close relationship between the father and the son, between the Rav and the Eved, that it not only affects the Eved's ability to participate in Karban Pesach, that's obvious, but the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer, that the Rav would not be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach because his Eved does not have a bris milah. So again, as we read about yesterday, Yilad Bayis or Miknas Kesef, there's a very special relationship that was there. We don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Our concerns about Yuchsin are in the end too great, but Rabbi Gamliel felt that Tevi Avdo was so special that he indeed was Mekabel Tanchumim.